Hey, today I got two guys with me, Keon and Kiaris Marshall, and we're going to be talking about a hot topic in our city, and that is gun violence or violence overall in our city. And my first question is, how do you guys think the city has changed over the last 5 years?
Me personally, I feel like the city has just kind of declined. I feel like people are losing I feel like they're losing touch with those values that we were taught as kids and how easy it is for us as teenagers to turn little things into a big, into something so big to where somebody has to get killed or somebody has to get hurt. And we forget that we can just talk some things we can still just talk about.
So do you think like pride might be a huge factor in some of these little incidents that turn big?
Yeah, I feel like some people can't put their pride aside. I'm like that too, to an extent. I know for a fact I let my pride get in the way of a lot of things because of how people view me. I don't want people to view me and make me seem like, I don't want to seem like no punk to some people. But then again, you do have to set that aside because there's a lot of things are bigger than that. And being who I am and being a black male, I know sometimes the standard is raised for me because people are going to view me in a different type of way. So I do have to carry myself in a better way, and I have to expect more of myself. And I think a lot more black females and men should carry themselves that way.
Okay, and since 2019 has started, there have been a total of 499 total incidents of gun violence, 117 number of deaths, 229 injuries, 3 children were injured, teens 12 to 17, there have been 36 incidents, and 5 mass shootings. Do you guys, what do you guys think about that?
That's sad. To me, that's sad because just even though it's 3 children, that's 3 too many, in my opinion, because thinking about how I grew up, I didn't have to grow up worrying about getting shot and me getting hurt or anything like that. And I don't think any kid should have to go through that or let even get killed over something that they didn't even do because they're innocent. And all this violence, I feel like it's building a stigma on the black community, and it's making people view us as the animals that some people perceive us as, and I don't like that because I know I know how smart a lot of black females and men can be, and I feel like sometimes we do let our situation get the best of us, and we shouldn't, but at the same time we're not taught that.
So are we kind of like hurting ourselves or shooting ourselves in the foot with all the stereotypes people have towards us?
I think at the same, I do, because my biggest deal with a stereotype is I like to prove them wrong because I don't want people to, when somebody sees me, is I don't want them to think that I'm just some black kid with dreads and I'm scary, because that's not who I am. I want people to see how smart I am. I want people to think when they see me as wild, it like I might be thinking I need to change my way of thinking because not everybody is what I'm thinking they are. And I feel like if we just all just change, I know it's a little hard to say change, but I feel like if we all work on ourselves and work on and keep each other in check, we'll be a lot better.
Yeah, I feel like a lot more people need to start taking action instead of talk about it. Everybody can talk about it, but, when it's time to, go for a change and everybody's so, close-minded that they don't want to hear certain stuff or they're not willing to do certain stuff. But, I think it takes us as a group to see the problem, recognize it, and then take action for it. If not, it'll never change.
Yeah, I think that's one thing we got a problem with, is like we want to take action when something happens. Like, you see things coming out of the blue, like Black Lives Matter, how when Trayvon Martin was killed, how they came up and they made a voice for the black community. But in my opinion, I do believe that it's important to have groups like Black Lives Matter fight for black people to stop killing each other, because I feel like that's a thing that's been happening for years now. We kill each other over stupid stuff, and I feel like it's not addressed enough, in my opinion. So I feel like groups, like even in schools, we can have groups where we just sit down and talk about stuff, because you gotta think about how many teachers look how they look at us, and how some teachers won't even get a job at schools like Shawnee or schools like Iroquois because of the kids that they think will go there. But there's tons of good kids at all those schools.
So, like, what are some things, like, we can do as a community to, like, destroy these viewpoints of certain people? Certain people that they have on us? Like, what do you guys think we can do?
I feel like we can try to come together more as a people and realize that we all are the same skin color, and that we're all, you know, fighting for one common goal, and that's to be accepted in this country, even though we're, you know, it's been a while since, you know, segregation, Jim Crow and all that, but I mean, we still have some ways to go, and I mean, I feel like we need to start proving people wrong for all these people that still have these stigmas about black Americans and still think that we're, you know, some no good people that just need to go back to Africa or something. I feel like we need to come together. I mean, parents need to start focusing more on their kids' education, because kids in school don't care enough in school. And I feel like their education is not really a goal when it comes to being a black male, or especially when it comes to being a black male. It's usually mostly sports and being, you know, the next LeBron James or something like that. And I feel like black men can be doctors and lawyers and things like that. And I feel like if we were to focus more on that, that we would, I think our people would start to excel and you know, stop focusing on just trying to become the next sports legend or, you know, that rapper icon type thing.
So, me, myself, I think a lot of this comes with, like, what we're watching on TV or, like, what we're listening to. The radio, when we work out, like, I feel like a lot of that plays a big factor. Like, a lot of people, I mean, what you see is what you're gonna know. And I think a lot of people watch these movies where people are, like, big-time drug dealers or superstars in sports, and they get praised for what they do, but, you know, I just don't feel like that's the only type of life you can live to, like, be successful, I guess.
I feel like that's kind of an excuse, because I feel like the way somebody's music or a part in a movie shouldn't influence you on how you act. You should still be strong-minded enough to act on your own as a human being. I feel like if that influences you, somebody doing that and talking about that, I feel like you're very weak-minded. And I mean, that's all it takes for you to you know, go out and shoot somebody or sell some drugs, I mean, I feel like there's obviously a huge disconnect within our community if that's all it takes for our youth to go out and do that.
Yeah, but then again, everything, we do a lot of stuff, not even just as black men and women. We do it as teenagers. We do stuff for attention, and we do stuff for everybody else's approval. Nobody really does stuff for themselves or to make themselves happy, because it's the same reason why you have people who don't want to go to school every year without new shoes, because they want to know what everybody else is going to think about them.
So, like, not to cut you off, but do you think, like, social media plays a big part in a lot of this?
Yes, because people see, on social media, people see this life that they can live, and sometimes it's not really what you think it is. Some people on social media, they flex and they act like they got this and that, but they could be the worst on the inside. It's one of the big. I think that's one thing, not to get into mental health or anything, but it affects people's mental health, because you guys think about how many people you've seen on social media who are so happy and who you feel like they have everything, and some of them end up killing themselves. And you can and that just proves that just because they act like they got it, don't mean that they really are happy on the inside. I think people got to they have to start living it for themselves and not for everybody else. Because I feel like at the end of the day, when you die and you look back on your life, I don't want to look back on my life and feel like I was living it for nobody else and I didn't get to live my life for myself.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, only one person's going in the casket.
All right.
So, I feel like us as teenagers, we, like, in every generation, there's always been a group to rise up and to stop certain things, civil rights movement. It all started with Emmett Till.
I don't really see that so much in this generation, though. Like,
I mean, we have all the tools to do it. We have social media. The thing is with social media, though, is that we'll see it as a trend, and we'll lose it. And we can't keep doing that. And that's the thing. We have to make sure these issues are heard, make sure that they stay around, and make sure people keep seeing them, and make sure we stay in the people's ears about it. Because if we don't, then it was all for nothing. All that attention that you brought to it was all for nothing, because nothing changed.
Right.
It's the same thing that happens in our government today, where we bring a big issue. When we bring up something big, oh, like when a school shooting happens, and you, people are like, we need to change this, we need to change that, and nothing ever gets done. It's the same thing. No laws are ever made. Nothing gets done. And it's the same thing with us as kids and us as African Americans.
Okay, and I'm gonna talk about 10 neighborhoods in Louisville that are really bad, and 1 through 10 are Park Hill, Southland, Russell, California area, Parkland, Portland, Hazelwood, Phoenix Hill, Algonquin, Shelby Park, and these are all based on high employment rate, low median income, low population density, low home values, and high crimes.
Well, you got to think with these areas, most of these areas, they do include a lot of African Americans who are on welfare and who are on government assistance. A lot of people, those people are on Section 8, and they put them in projects. So what happens when you put a lot, this is anywhere in the world, where you put a lot of people who are struggling and who are, who all don't have money, you put them all into one area, and it's not going to be good. I don't know what people expect, because you have all these people who are struggling and nobody has any money, then they're going to do whatever they can to get the money, because a 9-to-5 is not for everybody.
No, it's not.
But at the same time, us as African Americans, we have to uplift our neighborhoods. We can't let our neighborhoods go down the shithole because we struggling, because we ain't been a time in history where we haven't struggled, especially in America. So I say we just empower our businesses, black owned businesses. Go shop at your local grocery stores, if there are some other than Walmart's. Buy shoes and clothes and all of them from a black-owned business. Because we do have black-owned businesses everywhere, and nobody wants to support them because it's not Louis, it's not Gucci. These companies that say that they don't want black people buying their clothes, but we buy it anyway, and it's a social status for us. And we go to school and we flash it. For what?
And to speak on that, my thing is, I don't like how when we go to these, like you said, these big name stores, and we could spend hundreds and thousands of dollars, but when we go to a black owned store, we always asking for a discount, or if we don't get that, it's all hate. But, you know, why not build up
our community?
Yeah, build up our community instead of building off somebody who's already got millions.
Look what they've done to the West End. Look what they did.
Gentrification.
Yeah, and look what they did to Beecher. Beecher's gone. Beecher Terrace is gone. And what was it called again? Shepherd Square, gone. And all these neighborhoods are close to the city. The reason that they're doing that is so they can move most of the black people out of the city, so when we have people to come into the city, it doesn't look as bad. Or we don't tarnish the city. Like, that should make you angry all by yourself, because they are making it seem like we don't belong. So they tore down Beecher Terrace. They tore down Shepherd Square to build these nice apartments that none of us will be able to afford. Nice condos so some white people can move in.
So like you said, you think like keeping the areas clean and I guess actually getting better jobs and keeping the violence down and mentoring our youth, you think that'll help a lot?
It's not even getting a better job. It's just because me growing up, I had no knowledge of how to save money. We'd rather spend our money on shit that's not going to accumulate any value in the future. We'd rather buy some jewelry that loses value, clothes lose value. You want to buy stuff that's gonna continue to add up value. Like if black people were to start buying back our neighborhoods, because think about it, everybody's renting an apartment or a house.
So do you think like somebody mentoring or speaking to the youth or just the black communities in general that'll help? Because I believe a lot of people don't know this type of stuff.
Yes.
But at the same time, it takes, you know, somebody who actually wants change to look that type stuff up or actually, you know, seek
I think a lot of people won't change. They just don't know how to start a movement or to get it going. Because it's hard. It's hard because
absolutely.
there's nobody. You're not taught this in school.
Right.
But there's a way to do it, and I'm pretty sure if you can find a few people that agree with you on your cause, then you can change. You can change it. And it won't happen overnight. Nothing ever does. But if I can make sure that this city is better for the people for the kids that are coming in the next generation, then I'll be happy. Because I hate it that people have to live in fear and people have to keep crying. I mean, losing tears over people dying over senseless BS, over stuff that really don't matter. And it's sad. And it makes us look like animals, and I don't like that.
Right. I see a problem in, like, a lot of kids who can, you know, I guess carry guns or sell this and figure out how to sell this and move that, but a lot of kids forget to bring pencils and paper to school. Or they can't do a math problem, and they feel like that stuff won't read a book. I mean, it's just I don't get that.
I don't think some people understand how important being educated is. Because back when African Americans were slaves, people died just for trying to read. And I don't think people know how, like, just to try and read is amazing that people were being killed over that. And the reason that they did is because when you learn, your mind opens up to different stuff and you become smarter. And if you can read, then you can figure out why you should be free. You can look in the Constitution and find out why and what they're doing to you was not right. So people just people in the past died for things trying to go to school, and I feel like we take it as granted. Like everybody, all of us as black individuals, I think I take it for granted how much of a privilege going to school is, and having it for free, and having an education that can propel me into my future is I take it for granted, and I think a lot of us do. And I think that sometimes we need to sit down and think about how many people have laid down their lives for us to have some of these privileges that we have today.
Well, I wouldn't say that mostly black individuals take school for granted. I feel like it's really just our generation as.
Yeah, you're right. But I feel like
as teenagers and
children, I feel like us as black people, though, us as black people, I feel like we should have
a chip on your shoulder.
It's a chip on our shoulder. People died for us to go to school. We should take more advantage of that more than anybody else. White or anything. We need to take more advantage that people died for us to just for the right to go to school and read. White people never did. Like, I don't care if a white person's bad in school. If they, it doesn't really like hit me on a level as it does with a black person, because I know that people, if our ancestors were to look at the way we act in class and see that, how pissed off they'd be. People died for that. Absolutely. And it is it's a generational problem at the same time, but we need to take more advantage of that because we are already behind. We are already behind the eight ball. We've been behind on the eight ball already. We don't need to. I'm not going to make an excuse that it's just a generational problem.
So we're basically playing a game of catch up.
Yeah, but it's always been like we have to play a game of catch up. The Civil Rights Movement just ended in 1964 with the Civil Rights Act being signed, and we're playing catch up because of certain things like institutionalized racism in certain ways like mass incarceration and things like that. But I ain't gonna get into all of that. It's a little bit.
Well, we're gonna wrap it up for this episode, and everybody's gonna leave their socials. You can find me on Twitter at 29LarryJohnson, on Instagram at 29LarryJohnson.
And you can find me on Twitter, in case you want to talk about this a little bit more, at Kieris, K-E-Y-E-R-I-S. Same thing for my Instagram.
And you can find me on Instagram at Keon97 and on Twitter at KeonMarshall57.
Okay, and thank you guys for listening, and please leave us some feedback.
Leave us some feedback on some stuff that we could do better, and leave us some feedback on some stuff you guys would like to hear next time, and if you guys would like us to read some of your tweets.